Welcome back to the Press Box on another beautiful Saturday, and my guest, as always, the great, the talented, the star-studded cast led by Dave Fuzzy Baker.
Gino, great talking to you again in the Press Box, and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Before we get to matters of today's preview, Gene, I know what an effort it has been for you and everybody involved. A dream of yours is finally a reality today, opening day of the Louisville Thoroughbred Society.
Everybody, I tell everybody, I'd like to say I'd do it all over again, but it's been a little bit, I don't know if it's true, and I can't say it, but I'm glad that we're finally here. It's been 4.5 years in the making. It's been a little bit longer than that in the dream making, scheme of things, but the place is absolutely beautiful. And I hope that people will come and look and join and have as much fun that I hope that we can provide to them.
Okay, so you can get all the information about that right here on our Facebook page, and you can Google the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, so among the things, besides watching great NCAA basketball and things like that, folks will be able to enjoy themselves and watch and wager on the big races around the country. And, again, our focus is on the road to the Kentucky Derby, and for that we head to Louisiana and the Grade II Louisiana Derby.
You know, Buzzy, this has become really a rich, deeply embedded, and rightfully so, highlighted race on the road to the Kentucky Derby. There's just so much tradition down at the fairgrounds, and it's a beautiful venue, and it's a wonderful event. And this year is no different. The 108th running of the Louisiana Derby. It's easy for you to say and not me, but the L.A. Derby. And I think this event will be an exciting event. I think it can be a great launching pad event, because I think we've got one of the better, if not one of the top two or three horses in all of the country headed into Churchill Downs in that first Saturday in May in Mandaloon.
And, Gene, I know you love Mandaloon, love what he's all about. Talk to me in particular about this colt.
A homebred of Judmont show up to run his very first race on a big race day like the Kentucky Derby and some of those kinds of things, you start to look at the pedigree and say, oh, wow, this could be a good one. And certainly that's what's turned out with Mandaloon. He had a huge two-year-old debut. He looked very, very good as a two-year-old. He made his first start at three, going two turns for the first time in the Grade Three LeCompte. And, you know, he ran a little wide, and he ran a little immature, and he got beat for the first time there. And, you know, you really wonder, do the two-year-old talent is going to show up at three? And then Brad Cox, who I think is one of the best trainers in the world and doesn't get the credit that he truly deserves, he put the blinkers on for the first time, and this horse ran off the charts in the Grade Two Risen Star. And if you read and listen to Brad's comments since the Risen Star, here's a guy who doesn't really give his opposition a lot of locker room or, board kind of comments.
Right.
To run at. But he said this horse has been training phenomenally. And he said, I don't know if I've ever seen a trainer be that high on a horse going into a major stake race, a major derby prep like Brad is on this one. And when you hear a guy like that make these kind of comments, you normally quit handicapping and start figuring out how to bet.
So it sounds to me like you're not going to try to beat him. So how do you try to make money on this race?
Well, I'm going to bet Mandaloon to win in place, and it probably won't make a lot of money on the place, but it might save you some of your win money if something crazy happens. But I'm going to bet him to win in place, and then I'm going to key him over two horses in particular, Buzzy. I'm going to key him over Proxy, who's a horse he has beaten,
right.
Beat him in the Risen Star. But here's a horse that just keeps plugging, another homebred. Judmont, he's trained by Michael Stenham. He just keeps getting better, but he's a grinder, and he's one of those tough outs. You know, he's like playing basketball against a guy that you might be a little better against. Better than him, but he just keeps plugging and plugging and plugging, and those elbows to the rib cage try to get to you in game three or four, And Proxy kind of fits that mode. I think he can close. I think he's going to like the longer ground or the longer distances. And so I think he fits that category. And then there's a horse shipping in from California, Hot Rod Charlie. He ran second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, I think, at 90-something to 1, 95 to 1.
Wow.
To Essential Quality. He came back. He ran a huge race in his three-year-old debut out of California. He ships in. If he can run to that same level of competence and expertise, I think he could be around at the finish. But I think they're all looking at the back end of Mandaloon in this year's Grade 2 Louisiana Derby.
Okay, so we're less than 50 days away from the Derby. You can get all of Gene's picks, pressboxlts.com, and, of course, you can get all the information on the brand spanking new, opening today to the public for the first time, Louisville Thoroughbred Society. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Gino, here's to you and yours. Congratulations again. Have a fantastic weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you back in Louisville, back in your regular spots at the LTS. We'll do a little handicapping. We'll do a little talking. We'll do a little, glad handing.
We'll do a little reminiscing.
We'll have, more than anything, a great time. And can't wait to get you and the lovely Donna back to Louisville and to the LTS.
Sounds great, my friend. Have a great weekend. Love you, pal.
Love you too, brother. See you soon.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.